This is Dave Holman with Shrink Wrap, brief reminders on mental health issues to improve your day. What is discernment of thinking, and why is it so important? The dictionary says the word discernment means to come to know and recognize mentally, to see or understand the difference. That makes sense, but it's kind of vague, isn't it? Let's see if we can sharpen the focus a little bit. Anytime you have a thought, you will have a feeling about that thought. If you think about something funny, you'll very likely laugh or feel happy. If you think of something tragic, you'll feel a whole variety of possibilities: sadness, depression, anxiety, and so on. So it makes sense, doesn't it, to be mindful of your thoughts, to be aware of them so you don't feel rotten all the time, or so you can feel good most of the time. Most thoughts, good or bad, are pretty easy to identify and to understand. It's easy to understand why you think of them and why they can make you feel good or bad. For example, if you think about your friends or a certain song that you really like, you'll likely feel good. But what if you have a bad thought that you only think is true but actually isn't? You end up feeling badly because of a misunderstanding. It sure seems to be true. You've accepted it as being true for as long as you can remember. So what's the problem? This is where discernment of thought can come in. Let's try an example. I'll say something that sounds really true, but in actuality it isn't. In fact, it can't be true. See if you can figure out why. Here we go. Many people believe that weather shifts can cause generalized body aches. We've all heard about how grandpa's arthritis gets worse when a storm moves in. But studies have shown that this isn't true, that there is no connection between body aches and the weather. In a recent study, over a 5-year period, 500 patients suffering from body aches that weren't caused by an illness or an injury were found to have no connection with the weather. Sounds valid, doesn't it? But it's not. Why? This is where discernment of thought comes in. This is where you carefully examine the statement, piece by piece, to determine if each part is correct. So let's do that. Fact number one, people have body aches that aren't caused by an illness or an injury. Okay, that's true enough. Fact number two, a study was conducted to see if the weather could be the cause of those body aches. Number three, 500 people who suffer from body aches not connected to illness or injury were studied over a 5-year period. Fact number four, no connection was found between their body aches and the weather. True enough? Well, no. But why? This is where being well-informed can help you discern your thoughts. Have you ever learned about the scientific process, about statistics, and how those percentages are computed? If you have, you'll easily see the glaring error of the claim above. A selection of 500 test subjects is nowhere near large enough to come to a valid conclusion. The above study is false because of that. If you know at least something about how scientific studies are conducted, you'll easily realize that a study group of at least 50,000 is necessary to get an accurate result. And what about conspiracy theories? They can scare you half to death if you don't know how to discern your thoughts. Can discernment be applied here? Of course it can. Here's how. Conspiracy theories are about scary things happening, usually because of our government, the banking system, or the military. First, the conspiracy is described. Then sources are quoted. Sounds valid, doesn't it? But what about those sources? How accurate are they? Conspiracy buffs seem to rarely check these sources out. They fail to discern. This goes to show just how ignorance can be the cause of your fears, prejudices, and assumptions. And when I say ignorance, I don't mean being stupid or boneheaded. It's about what the word actually means, which is to be insufficiently informed about certain matters. Ignorance of basic facts can turn you into a sucker who will buy into anything, even the worst con job. It can make you vulnerable to psychological attacks from those who claim to know the truth, but in actuality don't. And you'll live a very unhappy and fearful life. So put some education under your hat and learn to discern your thoughts and your beliefs. This is Dave Holman for Shrink Wrap, right here on KPIP Fayette 94.7, and thanks for listening.